Yeah. So the date that's given here, you know, of 430 years is a very interesting one. We know that if, you know, you do the math, the Jewish people were, of course, in Egypt for 210 years, Redu Shama. They were enslaved for at most 130 years. We know that the slavery itself couldn't have started until Vayamos Yosef v'chol achav v'chol ador ahu, right, of Bnei Yisrael paruva yishretzu, and then Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim, Heinam Bnei Yisrael, Rav Yatzu Mimenu. So Yosef was 56 when Yaakov died. He was 39 when his father came down. He's 56 when Yaakov dies. He lives another 54 years. So, you know, you do the math. Yaakov came down, you know, at 130. He dies at 147. So Rashi, you know, tells us that you can only measure the 400 years referenced in the Bris Bein Avisarim from Leidas Yitzchak. Leidas Yitzchak. So Yitzchak was born, and he was 60 when he became a father, and Yaakov was 130 when he came to Egypt. So Klal Yisrael were in Egypt for 210 years. Yosef, you know, if you want to measure from Yosef, it would be 227 years. And like we said, Yosef lived another 54 years after that, so that already brings it down, you know, significantly from the 210. Again, you take away 17, you're down to 193 when Yaakov dies. And then again, another 54 years, so that's 139 years when Yosef died. And even if you assume that all his brothers died within the decade, so it's a maximum of 130 years of slavery. So the 430 years, right, 30 years before, you know, Yitzchak Avinu is born, is even before Avram came to Canaan. Because how old was he when he came to Canaan? Right, exactly. Va'avram ben chamesh shanim b'shivim shana b'tzei so mecharan. So we're talking about, you know, looking all the way back, really, to the tkufa of Or Kasdim, which is an amazing kind of a thing. So vahi mikesh shim shana v'erva me'o shana, you know, it was all foretold at the beginning. Vahi be'etzem hayom hazeh, right? That's always a signal expression in Mikra. Itzum al shalyom, right? We started the year. Itzum al shalyom mechaper. Remember, we talked about that for Rebbe. Be'etzem hayom hazeh, yatsu kol tivos Hashem me'eretz Yisrael. Le'el shimurim hu la'Hashem. What a beautiful expression. Lo'tziyam me'eretz Yisrael. Hu ha'layla hazeh la'Hashem shimurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael l'dorosam. So I'm interested in pinning down Le'el shimurim hu la'Hashem, but at the same time, Le'el shimurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael l'dorosam. Let's start with the lower hanging fruit. Avram Yaakov, go ahead. So the Gemara Masechta Pesachim has some, you know, liturgical suggestions on this basis. So Amar Rav Nachman, right, so the Gemara Pesachim says it's a Le'el Meshumar, and there's some beautiful expressions, lahalacha, of, you know, what this might mean. You know, two in our davening and one for your alarm company, as I like to say. Go ahead, Avram Yaakov. Kas of the Bala Iter. Niskana Bishvil Ma'acharim Beveis HaKnesses. We're always concerned about leaving one man behind in Ma'ariv. We're going to learn Brachos next year. We'll talk about that. Shalo Yazikum HaMazikim. So just like during the week, they had Baruch HaShem Le'olam, right on Friday night, they had the Bracha Me'ein Shava, the pseudo Chazaras HaShatz, as it were, that we have on Friday night. Right. V'a'idna. Right, so by the way, you know, you guys are all going to be in shul, and we're not going to say the bracha mein sheva. We're going to skip over that. So that's, again, and you guys are going to experience this in just over 48 hours from now, you know, based on the Bala Iter, you know, B'Shem Rabbeinu Nisim, that this is part of the halachic framework of Le'el Shimurim, that there's no concern about mazikim. Perhaps more famously, the Ramah, this is in Tav Pei Aleph, same simon where we talk about, you know, mitzvah saper b'tzias mitzrayim kloso alayla and hilchos korban pesach. Remember, that's the tradition of Ranglum Leal, so the mechaber integrated them and said you should really do both. So the Rama says, go ahead, v'chol din leal rishon ish gam kem b'leal sheni.
Shema
Right, so again, little again, four shpice for next year. The Gemara Brachos Daf Dalet has the din of, you know, Kriyat Shema Lamita, right? But the Gemara makes it very clear that the din of Kriyat Shema Lamita is really a din of Mazikin, right? And that's why the Gemara says that Talmud Chacham, you know, basically Toraso Misham Raso, but he has to say Chad Pasuk Derachame. Who remembers what the Gemara suggests? Biyadcha Avkid Ruchi Padis Osi Hashem. Kael Emes from Tehillim. Okay, so one of Lichtenstein's favorite psukim. More on that later. so again, even Kriyat Shema Lamita is curtailed. Now the Magen Avraham notes, you know, ever the halachist, he says, well, you know, this is now, you know, one thing for the Bracha Mein Sheva, but you know, you can start, you know, messing around with Kriyat Shema Lamita. We know the first machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos and Shas is if you say Kriyat Shema too early. So Rashi says, oh, you know, you could be Yotze with the Parsha Rishona that you say. It's the first Rashi in Shas, right? You could be Yotze through Kriyat Shema Alamita, and Tosfos goes ballistic, right? The four kashas of Rabbeinu Tam. But he knows this. So Akiva, what does he say? He says, well, I mean, how in the world are you going to be Yotze Kriyat Shema with the Parsha Rishona? And anyway, the Gemara in Brachos says, and you know, 3 pages from now, I don't know how Rashi could possibly suggest that that could be your fulfillment of Kriyat Shema, you know, Midaraisa, B'Shachbecha. After all, Kriyat Shema Lamita is just Minah Mazikin. It's a different kind of a thing. So it's, you know, not enough paragraphs, and it seems that he's, you know, taking something which is Minah Mazikin and turn it into Halacha. So the Magen Avraham notes, nearly Adim Kara Kriyat Shema Beis HaKnesses Bayom. Right, so the Magen Avraham is not going to be caught, you know, napping on a possible, you know, missing out of Kriyat Shema Midaraisa. After all, Yenison, what does the Gemara say? A person who misses Kriyat Shema once is ki'ilu lo kibel alav malchus shamayim miyamav. It's as if he never fulfilled. Because if you really were mekabel malchus shamayim, you would never miss the opportunity to be mekabel O Malchus Shemayim. So, you know, the Magen Avraham was like super sensitive to this. And, you know, he says that people are habituated to reciting all three paragraphs, and you're going to tell them not to do it, you know, because of this Leil Shimurim, maybe we're looking for trouble. Okay, Vim Kira'a Bebeis HaKnesses Balayla in Tzarech Likros Rak Parsha Shema Kevan Shemuzkeres Lahedya Begemara Perek Aroa V'chasav Hamar Yu. This is a really interesting line here. Okay, that he thought that you'd still have to say Hamapil, okay? So that's the standard practice, by the way, is that, again, even for those of you who do have the minhag of saying, you know, all the, you know, Michaels and Rafaels, and as we welcome Rafael back, you know, that should not be recited on Pesach. But, you know, Birchas Hamapil and Parsha Rishona should be. V'chasav Maril, I like this. Okay, so it's in some chinalanes, but this is a collector's item, this Ma'aril, which says basically, you know, right, so you know, you all these stories of, you know, I'm sure you guys have heard of, you know, various Gedolei Yisrael who were makbid not to lock the door, you know, on Pesach, you know, because of this kiyum of Leil Shimurim. Okay, very good. So, what's that? Right, so I'm saying, you know, that's the. You know, the question is whether Damat is a place that Shechiach Hezekah or not. You know, we can... Yeah, I don't know. Right, we'll have to look at the statistics, get the crime stat up, and we'll see. So, well, one dimension of Leil Shimurim is a beautiful little memad here, you know, which is that the liturgy should be impacted because all those aspects of our liturgy that are Shmira Minah Mazikin, Bracha Mein Sheva, which is a special, you know, for this year... number one, number two, Kriyat Shema Lamita, you'd have that every year. And for those of you, you know, who are in charge of locking the door, so you like to say securing the premises, you know, you should not, you know, you should not do that with the Briach Chazak, you know, maybe not the top lock, you know, back at, I don't know if, in Manhattan, you know, we had more fun with this because in Manhattan, like, they give you a bottom lock, a top lock, a chain, So we always used to, you know, kid around before Yantif, you know, what was the Bria Chazak? Like, you know, so we all thought that the chain, for sure, like, that's definitely a problem. But the top lock, you know, Hey Chadishchia Chazeka, you know, maybe we could be Mekel. Okay, Akiva, a suburban Jew.
In terms of their being Nisim, we also have a minhag saying Hallel after Shul, so the bracha on the inshallah, in terms of like not like serving the latecomers and making it a well shiur, and like Shul's going to go longer anyway. So how much of an effect
does... No. But you just have to understand the reason that Bracha Mein Sheva was instituted every Friday night had nothing to do with this. It's just saying that objectively, the Bracha Mein Sheva was nitkan because of concern that you leave somebody behind in shul. So it's just saying that objectively, since that's part of the liturgy that exists, I mean, Amazikin, you wouldn't say it Bilel Shimurim. Yeah, it's you know, Avram. I was just waiting for the part of that story that involved train tracks, you know, where
the street justice.
Yeah. All right. So the okay. So this is like I said, this is like the low hanging fruit. I just wanted to ease our way into the Minakala La Kabed. So this is the Leil Shimurim that we talk about. But now I want to try to get a little bit more, you know, a little bit deeper into this this issue of Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem. I'm building towards the Ramban, but I want to start by laying out, you know, certain perspective for the question for the Mechaber. Okay, Nachum, go ahead. Chayav Adam. So basically, the Shulchan Aruch tries, you know, as he often does, to make shalom between the two traditions that we have of, you know, the post-Seder activity. So one activity is, you know, in the Tosafta, it says that Rabbi Gamliel gathered everybody to be Osek Behilchos Karban Pesach. We just had, you know, three periods of Shiurim on Karban Pesach. We know what that represents. It's what created the Kahal Adas Yisrael. There's such a beautiful idea of, you know, being Osek Behilchos HaPesach. But we also have the other, you know, gathering of Chazal, of Meister Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva Lezer ben Azariah, Besubim Bibnei Brak. And what was their nighttime activity? Saper B'siyas Yisrael, Moso Alayla. So you see, the Mechaber is trying to make shalom between Rabbi Gamliel and, you know, Rabbi Yeshua, which was, of course, you know, an enterprise that took, you know, up a lot of space in the Talmud Bavli, you know, Maven Yavin. So what does he do? He says you should do both. Chayav Adam Lasak Bechos HaPesach, Uvitiyas Mitzrayim, Asaper Benisim Niflo, Shesu Kadosh Baruch Lavosenu, Asher Techatfenu Shena. So, you know, when I say make shalom, he's just integrating both of these perspectives. But I'd like to suggest something, I hope, a little bit more conceptual about why the Mechaber felt that you shouldn't just choose one or the other, but what the idea is of actually engaging in both. So I want to do that through a question that the Torah poses against many Rishonim. So we know that the halacha is ein maftir in achar pesach avikoma, and that you're not supposed to eat anything after the Karban Pesach, or in today's day and age, after the matzah which replaces the Karban Pesach. That matzah may be the matzah shal mitzvah, Rashi, the Rashbam, maybe even the Rambam thought that's when the Kiyum Daraisa of matzah was. Fascinating thing. So not eating was not very controversial. But the Mechaber Paskins, for example, based on these Rishonim, that you shouldn't really drink anything besides water after the Kos Revi. He says, okay, but if a person is Ta'ev and he's an Istinus, he could have a Kos Chamishi. And the Torah is Tamua, so where all this came from. V'tema min elei ha. Daha lo kamar, go ahead, Nachum. Ein maftirin lachar pezach avikom, and I know shalal lachol. Ava lemishti. Right, so like, where did all this come from? Even though this is a widespread minig, but doesn't seem sourced, it doesn't seem based in anything. Well, you know, in maftir and achar pesach avikomen, like, what? Where does this come from? Right, so this is like a creative perspective that Rabbeinu Yonah wanted to develop, that it's not really a din in the Achilas Karban Pesach, and it's not even really related to that, but what's the whole idea of not drinking, you know, anything after the Kos Revi? Right, so, you know, according to this logic, we always like to kid around, so then maybe the whole idea should be that Yudavka should drink coffee. Right, if the whole concern is shelo yechtavenu shena, right, a person has a chi of lasok, you know, behilchos karban pesach, and, you know, sipur yitzias mitzrayim. Right, that's what Rabbeinu Yonah wanted to say. So you didn't want to do anything that could, you know, nothing brings on sleep like a heavy meal. Right, so that was his theory to explain the this phenomenon of Rishonim, you know, banning drinking. It's one thing again, but you know, banning yayin, and you know, the concern is yishtaker, and how in the world are you going to be able to, you know, fulfill, you know, the after seder activity of Talmud Torah. So like I said, if that were really true, so then you certainly shouldn't treat all beverages like you treat yayin, because there's no chashash shichrus, and lehefech, if it kept you up, you know, then that would be exactly the thing to do. So it seems like a very, very, you know, far-fetched suggestion to explain, you know, this phenomenon of not having, you know, anything, not just to eat, that we understand, in maftir and achar pesach avikomen, but not having anything to drink either, so maybe we'll have to put that question onto the ledger as well. So again, two questions. We have the Shulchan Aruch trying to integrate two very different practices. One of them is a halachic, normative focus, Hilchos Karban Pesach. The other one is Lesaper B'tias Mitzrayim, Nisim Niflaos, saying, okay, you should do both, but can you really do both? One, and two is this like idea of not even having anything to drink. You know, how can we explain what, you know, is a minhag nafots be Yisrael, and we don't just surrender a minhag, you know, afilu arkisa de misana, you know, we assume that there's a tzad yadus badavar, so what's this all about? Okay. So to answer these questions, I'd like to take a look at the Rashbam, who has a fascinating suggestion going back to the duality of the pasuk that we started with. Leil shimurim hu lashem mitzad echad, mitzad sheni shimurim L'chol b'nei Yisrael l'dorosam. Akiva, go ahead. So this is the Rashbam. Yeah, okay. So what's the Rashbam's take? Right, so he says, like, for 430 years, Hashem waited, you know, literally, like, mitchilas haderech. It's like, it's really interesting. In the Seder, we go back, you know, mitchilo of the Avodah Zarah, but it's like we're also going back in the sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzapeh 430 years, even before Avram ever stepped foot in Eretz Canaan. You know, Hashem is mitzapeh for this moment when he would be able to take the Jewish nation out of Mitzrayim, mitzad echad, mitzad sheni, l'chol darusam, Jews would always have a certain excitement about the institution of the Korban Pesach. Shemitzapim l'zeh laila l'chug bo chag ha-Pesach. They didn't call it chag ha-Matzos, but the chag ha-Pesach, and then the giveaway is the chukosav u-mishpatav. Right? According to all of the chukim and the mishpatim associated with the practice of the Korban Pesach. So Hashem waited, you know, many generations in his own right, 430 years, so, you know, many, many, many generations, and then l'dorosam, l'chol dorosam, okay, the Rashbam, l'dorosam, l'chol dorosam, in all generations, mitzapim l'zaz laila, l'chug bo chaga pesach, k'chol chukosav, mishpatav. So, it's interesting, you know, it's a beautiful reading of the pasuk of Ve'al Shimurim Hu LaHashem LaHotziyam Eretz Yisrael Hu Alayla Zeh LaHashem Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael L'dorosam. And because Hashem waited so long, you know, we can only reciprocate by having this kind of anticipation for the Korban Pesach. And oh, by the way, you know, this would certainly explain, you know, once you're dealing with, you know, Rabbi Gamliel and, you know, the idea of Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the generation after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, you can well understand the perspective of the Tosefta, that if it really is Shimurim, in the sense of Shemitzapim Lazel Laila L'chug Bo Chag HaPesach K'chol Chukosav Mishpatav, what practice might very easily take the place of actually being able to bring the Korban Pesach? Avrami? Talking about the Chukim and the Mishpatim of the Korban Pesach. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel's minhag, which emerged literally in the generation following Chorban Beis HaMikdash. It makes a great deal of sense, because it's a Leil Shamur from the Tzad of Bnei Yisrael for a very specific, narrow focus on Korban Pesach, right, according to the Rashbam's view. So you could see how that would very naturally emerge. Ephraim, maybe just connect this to Gemara Menachos for us. The idea of, you know, Esek Behilchos Korban Pesach taking the place of Korban Pesach. Go ahead, what does Gemara say?
Gemara says that if you learn the Torah, it's as if you're recording the actual Korban.
Exactly. The final Gemara Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud, a Maimer of Reish Lakish, talks about, you know, Zos HaTorah L'chatas L'Hashem L'Shlamim, L'chatas L'Hashem L'Shlamim, Toda, right? So, Kola Osek Behilchos Ola, Kola Osek Behilchos Chatas, Kilu Hikrivo, and then the more radical expression in that Gemara, Kola Osek Behilchos XY, you know, and Z, you know, Eino Tzarech Lo Laola Velo Lachatas Velo LaAsham. So specifically when it comes to the world of Kachim and Korbanos, we do have a notion of some kind of like a transitive principle, you know, between the actual Korban and the Limud of the Korban, which is really my explanation, you know, for how Rabbi Gamliel especially adore just one generation, you know, following, you know, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, you know, there would be an emphasis on the halachos, you know, of Korban Pesach. Many of us in years past have focused on what a central theme this was for Rambam, right? The Rambam in Perek Ches of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, right, emphasized to such a great extent how the entire Seder revolves around the Gufo Shel Pesach. And five different times in that Perek, he says, this is how you do the Seder, and Bizman Azad, that we don't have a Korban Pesach, here's how we manage the situation, right? And the idea is, it's a Laila that really revolves around the Korban Pesach. I mentioned to Ephraim this morning the shocking view of Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlo, that Bizman Korban Pesach, he suggested that Mitzvah Sachilas Matzah was only a Dinder Abana. That's shocking. The, you know, it's the parallel opposite of Maror Bizman Azad being a Derabanan, but being a Kiyum Deraisa of the Korban Pesach, Amatzos Maror Yochlu. He thought that it was a sheet of Reb Sadigon as well as the Rambam, believing that Matzah, when you actually have a Korban Pesach, is so dwarfed by the Korban Pesach that it's not even a separate mitzvah Deraisa. It's only part of the din of Korban Pesach. Okay, so that's, you know, a radical expression of the idea. But it highlights the extent to which, you know, the Korban Pesach is really the, you know, the main show of it all, and hopefully the previous year where we developed what Korban Pesach represented. You know, nobody said if you don't, you know, eat matzah, you're chayav kares, right? Put it that way. Okay. The Ramban, Kedarko, I think ups the ante and will maybe even allow us to come back to the Shulchan Aruch as not some just kind of, you know, a pshara between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua, you know, and Rabbi Lezer and everybody else, and also the question of the tour as to what this not drinking is all about, as well as a beautiful interpretation of the pasuk of Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem Lo Tziyam Eretz Yisrael Hu Alayla Zeh LaHashem Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael L'Darusam. So I think the Ramban actually could be utilized for all of the aforementioned purposes. Okay, Ellie, go ahead. V'tam Hu. So far, no clear difference from the Rashbam, okay? But here we go. Let's be super careful. Pause. Okay, so this is an amazing reading that the Ramban has, and here we're already very different than the Rashbam. It's only going to get more different. So, Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem. So he says that's a double entendre. Not like the Rashbam said that Hashem was just waiting, but what's he saying? Yeah, Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem. It was a night that Hashem waited for, but moreover, the pasuk then says, "Hu halayla hazeh LaHashem." It's mikudash. So you could be makdish, you know, aseh. You could be makdish, you know, a closet. You know, to bed the kabayas. You could be makdish, you know, a cell phone, okay? But the Rabban thought, you know, there was a Laila, you know, achas bashana, if you'll allow me, you know, that was mikudash, that was hektish, that was totally, utterly consecrated. LaHashem. Kulo LaHashem. Not chatzio, but kulo. You see where I'm going with this. Kulo LaHashem. Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem. Lohotziyah Meretz Yisrayim. Hashem was waiting. Hu HaLaila HaZeh LaHashem. Mikudash. It has a din of Hekdesh. Lishmo. Okay. Okay. Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael Dursam. So how does that then translate? Says the Ramban. Again, it's a short piece, but you have to be like super alert, as you always have to be for the Ramban. The Ramban subtlety just requires like all of our mental focus all the time. Okay? So Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael Adorosam, right? Don't even blink. Sheyishmeru oso. V'amar. Ah, okay. So Shimurim Mechol B'nei Yisrael Darosam. So this Laila Mekudash Lishmo is observed, the Shita Saramban, how? Sheyishmeru oso la'avod bo lefanav, that it's a night which is totally consecrated for Avodas Hashem. Fascinating. Be'achilas ha'Pesach. Again, the focus on the Korban Pesach. But of course, the attendant Zechiras Hanisim, that's his way of saying Mitzvah Darais of Sibra Yitzias Mitzrayim. And also, of course, Lases Halel Vehoda Lishmo, right, that it expresses itself, of course, in a kind of tefillah, in a tefillah that has a particular, you know, Halel Vehoda aspect, La Avod Bo Lefanav, that this is part of the Avodas Halayla. So you can't literally offer a korban at night, obviously. But you could have Achilas HaKarban, Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Avoda expressing itself in Tefillah, even though this isn't the Rambam, but you know the Ramban talking about it in terms of Halel Vehoda'a Lishmo. Okay, so the Ramban, you know, privileges, if the Rashbam gave you the conceptual framework, you know, for how, you know, the Minhag of Rabban Gamliel could emerge, the Ramban is giving you the conceptual framework for how what could emerge? Nachum? What's he explaining? Who has it? The Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim can't possibly be, you know, confined and constricted just to the Seder, but it's a Laila which is Mekudash. The entire night is totally consecrated. So you could see, you know, moving from this strict minimalistic fulfillment, you know, of Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know, figure out whatever bare minimum you need to do, Shlosh Advarim, and Maschal B'Gnos, and Messiah B'Sevach, and to be Doresh Me'arami Ovedavi, and all of that, right? So, you can move from the minimalistic way to saying the entire Laila is totally Hekdesh U'Mekudash, you know, for these purposes. So after you're done with the Achilas Karban Pesach and the bare minimum of Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim, and to give Halal V'Hodah, you could totally see this stretching out, you know, v'chol hamar ba'reza mishubach, you know, kol oso alayla. Avrami, go ahead.
Yeah, if you say that the night is mekudash, like maybe you need to be able to read it in more of a radical approach that there's a chiyuv to learn throughout the night, like the entire night.
Right, it's already a heter to say ad she yechatfen u'sheina. I totally agree. I fully identify with that sentiment. Avram Yaakov? Well, actually, in this case, the Achilas Karban Pesach, you know, Shimurim Lechol Bnei Yisrael Dorasan. No, right, yeah. So, for him, it really is the Achilas Karban Pesach, Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim, Halal VeHodah. But the whole the Chiddush of the Ramban is to talk about it as a Laila Mekudeshes. It's totally consecrated, right? And you know, in Kiddushin, we spoke a lot about how the definition of Kiddushin, by definition, means that it's, you know, Asura L'chol Olam. Anything that doesn't fit into this rubric is really outside of the scope of what the activities ought to be. What's that? That's exactly right. Akulei Alma Kehekdesh. That's exactly right. Okay, Nachum? Yeah, so that's obviously, yeah, where I was going. So now that we have the theory of Laila Mekudeshes Lishmo, you could, when it's totally consecrated for Avodas Hashem, so the way that would naturally express itself is perhaps not just in a technical Isser Achila, because Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Hafikomen, but maybe even an Isser Shasiyah that nobody can seem to figure out. But it's not Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lachem, right? Chatzi Lachem always expresses itself in your su'udos and in your enjoyment. But that's not what this Laila is about. It's about total, you know, commitment. Shimurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael adorosam, it's mekudash l'shem, sheyishmur oso lavod bo lefanav b'achilas ha-pesach, that mitzvah, zechiras hanisim, laseis halel v'hoda'a l'shmo. Okay, so basically I think what the Ramban helps us understand is one of our questions as to why, you know, there'd be like, you know, as soon as the Seder is over, you know, you're not supposed to do anything, you know, except further this theme of the Laila Mekudeshes, you know, by focusing on the unique properties. So as noted, you know, for the Rashbam, that there's just, you know, a very narrow focus to that. And so if you can't actually bring the Karban Pesach, the only thing to do would be Osek Behilchos HaPesach Kol HaLaila. That's the best way that we can reciprocate the Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem. Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael can't express itself practically in the Karban Pesach, but it should express itself in the Halachos of Karban Pesach Ala Menachos Kofiot. The Ramban admittedly has somewhat of a broader definition of the observances of Mekudash Lishmo, ranging from Achilas Karban Pesach to Mitzvah Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim and Halal V'Hodah Lishmo. I think the Shulchan Aruch went beyond simply just, you know, allowing or giving voice to both perspectives, but I think the Shulchan Aruch, in integrating the Tosefta of Rabbi Gamliel and the Mechilta, which tells us about Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol Oso Halayla, highly appropriate. It's again not just a way of giving, you know, different alternatives or different options, but I think in fact, it kind of hits, building off of the last year that we had, on both dimensions of what makes this night truly unique. Of course, it's the night that Hashem rendered all the Nisim and Niflos, and that's the Rambam's definition of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. L'saper b'leil chamisha asar al Nisim v'Niflos shenasa lanu b'layla hazeh. And that element is captured by L'saper b'Nisim v'Niflos that he quotes, Shasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Avoseinu, and that's certainly appropriate expression on this Laila HaMekudash Lishmo, a consecrated night, as I called it here in the subtitle. But L'chayav Adam La'asok B'Hochos HaPesach, I don't think it's just an alternative, but I think it provides a beautiful expression of part of the theme that we were discussing of the initiative that we took ourselves. If Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Anivelo Malach, Anivelo Saraf, Anivelo Shaliach, Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechvodo V'Atzmo, emphasizes all the things that Hashem did for us, the Karban Pesach, and in the absence of Karban Pesach, as expressed, the Asek in Hochos HaPesach, I think reflects not just what Hashem did for us, but what we did for ourselves. The Lakichas Karban Pesach required us to turn our backs on generations and even over a century of spiritual debasement. When we took the Karban Pesach, we separated ourselves from the Egyptian majority culture, rejected Avodah Zarah, Mishchu Kechu. It was a great moment. As noted by the Aruch HaShulchan, HaGadol, Bo Nisgadalnu. It really was a moment of greatness, and if you believe me, even the moment of national formation, Adas Yisrael. And so if that's true, on this, you know, Laila Mikudeshes, you go back to the Pasuk, maybe we can say the Shulchan Aruch's reading supports the notion, Le'el Shimurim Hu La'Hashem Lo Tziyam Me'er Eretz Yisrael, Hu Alayla Azel La'Hashem. It's a night that we talk about what Hashem did, Mitzad Echad, the Nisim and Niflos, but Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael Adorasam. But it's also a night where we take a moment to reflect on what it is the Jewish people have succeeded spiritually in achieving. From the original Karban Pesach to the yearly and annual celebration of Karban Pesach to the best we can do today, which is the Asek Behilchos HaPesach. Of course, it's our aspiration that soon we'll be able to offer V'nochal Sham, as we like to say, Min HaZvachim U'Min HaPsachim, and we'll be able to be Makriv V'dam Al Kir Mizbachecha L'Ratzon. We certainly yearn for that day, but until that time, our Asek and Hilchos HaPesach is the closest thing we can come to it. Hopefully, this duality of Hilchos HaPesach on the one hand, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on the other, captures what it is Hashem did for us and what it is we did for ourselves on this Leil HaMekudash Lishmo, a consecrated evening where we don't eat, where we don't drink, we don't do anything but focus on the special relationship that was formed on this night between Hashem and Am HaNivchar and the Jewish people.